This is Fresh Air. The Emmy-nominated series Succession tells the story of a family whose members struggle for control of the media empire founded by its patriarch. The second season begins Sunday night on HBO. Our critic-at-large John Powers has seen the first 5 episodes and says that if you haven't caught up with season 1, go back and see it because you don't want to miss season 2.
It says something about our overwrought times that so much of today's high-end television feels downright Jacobean, bursting with violence, brutal satire, and corrosive cynicism. Show after show focuses on the rich and powerful behaving badly. The murdering president of House of Cards, the virulent Wall Street antagonists on Billions, and all those would-be rulers slaughtering thousands on Game of Thrones. No show boasts a more unregenerate cast of characters than Succession, the fantastically entertaining HBO series whose second season begins on August 11th. A darkly funny riff on King Lear, the show is about members of a family struggling for control of a media empire that looks a lot like Rupert Murdoch's. Not one of them is likable. There are no Cordelias here. But all of them are fun. At the center of things is Logan Roy, played with bristling authority by Brian Cox, a self-made billionaire who claims he's looking for a successor to run his right-wing media empire, Waystar Royco. Because his goofy eldest, Connor, that's Alan Ruck, doesn't want the job, he has 3 other spoiled kids to choose from. The heir apparent, Kendall, touchingly played by Jeremy Strong, tries so hard to be a thuggish businessman that the stress drives him to drugs. The wastrel son Roman, that's a terrific Kieran Culkin, is a mosquito of a man who hides his ambition beneath jokey schadenfreude. And Dad's favorite Siobhan, played by a sly Sarah Snook, is a cold-blooded political consultant whose nickname, Shiv, says it all. She's married to a Waystar exec she doesn't respect, an insecure climber played with thrilling self-abasement by Matthew McFadyen, who's the kind of guy who sucks up and kicks down. Season 1 was about Logan deciding not to pass the torch after all, a decision that unleashed a bevy of schemes, betrayals, Oedipal hatreds, sibling rivalries, cruel jibes, untimely deaths, and Logan's worst enemies trying to take over Waystar Royco, with help from Kendall. The season ended not with the usual hokey cliffhanger, but deepened to a quietly sinister finale tinged with a genuine sense of tragedy. The new season finds everyone in shifting roles and alliances as Logan fights the hostile takeover. Kendall is in disgrace, Roman is bursting with cocky self-hatred, Siobhan is working for a Bernie Sanders-like presidential candidate, and even Connor, a smug dilettante who collects Napoleon memorabilia, has big plans. Here, the chastened Kendall, who can never escape his father's grasp, gets called into the old man's office to explain that hostile takeover.
Now you, step up onto the rack. I'm going to pull you limb from limb like a piñata and see what falls out.
Okay, so you want what?
I want the game plan, what the timetable is, capital structure, end game, what they might accept, what their weak points are. But we'll start at the start. When did they approach you?
When did they approach me?
Did it take long, or did you open your legs on the first date?
Well, no, they took their time to persuade me to
betray me.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice.
Succession was created by the English writer Jesse Armstrong, who once worked with Armando Iannucci, known for Veep and the Death of Stalin. This show shares their gleeful depiction of the conniving and cowardly ways that people can be out for themselves. Because Logan enjoys humiliating people, just wait till episode 3, his family and underlings treat him like a bull in a china shop. If, that is, the bull owned the china shop, it was worth billions, and their whole future depended on making it happy. His kids want power, too, but they lack his pure animal instinct. As season 2 makes clear, they dislike the right-wing rabidness of the company's news channel, whose rising star turns out to have a thing for Hitler. And they harbor doubts about Logan's plan to save the company. Not that they'll ever say so to his face. They know that when Logan asks their opinion, he doesn't actually want it. He's just trying to suss out disagreement, which of course he considers treachery. The Roys are less a family than spiders in a jar fighting for a fly, and the show's pleasure lies in how cleverly plotted and superbly acted the machinations are. We enjoy watching, say, Kendall or Siobhan feel sure they're going to be Dad's successor, only to discover how many trapdoors remain on the way to the throne. The show's moments of genuine emotion are all the more powerful because they emerge from what seems like black comedy. While I don't want to overstate Succession's seriousness, the show perfectly captures one aspect of our historical moment. It paints a savage portrait of a family so busy protecting its privilege that their lives aren't merely monstrously immoral, but profoundly loveless. The sheer joylessness of their existence is almost enough to make us feel sympathy for them. Then we remember that none of them, not one, would ever feel sympathy for anybody like us.
John Powers reviewed the second season of Succession, which returns to HBO Sunday. If you'd like to catch up on Fresh Air interviews you missed, like our interview with comic and actor Wanda Sykes, whose Netflix stand-up special is nominated for 2 Emmys, or with New Yorker staff writer Gia Tolentino, whose new collection of essays is written from the perspective of a feminist millennial, check out our podcast. You'll find lots of Fresh Air interviews.